Well, good morning. Welcome to y'all, and welcome to everyone who's here with a young heart. Tell me, for all the folks out in Radio Land, what picture is on the front of our bulletin?
There's a bunch of people standing in a room, and there's this guy being like, oh, that's Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is standing in the middle, and there's this guy being laid. He's just, is that rope? Okay, he's being just lowered down from a roof.
Exactly, exactly. So this scripture is from Mark, and it's one of those stories that you've been told at church camps, Sunday schools. It's a story that we often come back to. Jesse, you had a childhood Bible study book that had this story in it. And so the story goes, as you may remember, that Jesus was passing through, stopping and healing folks along the way. And there was a man who was so infirmed that he could not go to Jesus. So his loved ones, friends, and family gathered around him. And what did they do?
They sawed a hole in the wall. Well, they kind of carried him. They sawed a hole in the wall, on the roof, and they lowered him down.
Yeah, so structures in this area were often built with a little offset, and they still are today, by the way, to where a breeze will pass through, and as heat rises, it creates a little circulation for the house. So they removed that, and they lowered this man down in the middle of where Jesus was teaching and healing. What do you think that was kind of like, to see all that spectacle?
Definitely
a dramatic entrance. That's right. That's right. Well, let me take a step back and just generally, as we consider the lessons that we're learning today from the scripture. So the scripture, this is, as Pastor Jim talks about, this is one of those scriptures that are a little tricky for us because we've heard it so many times, heard it in so many different ways, that we can kind of put our brains on autopilot, right? And so Pastor Jim always challenges us to kind of try to see it in a new perspective, right? So our ally in that is the Holy Spirit. And in church, well, in this kind of church anyway, we often talk a lot about God, we talk a lot about Jesus, and we talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit, right? But here is one of the gifts that we need to recognize of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can come to us and can help us hear the scripture anew, hear it in a new way, a new perspective. So as we think about that, let's think about the perspective of the story. Now in school, Maggie, when they say what perspectives are in a particular story, what are they talking about usually?
It's talking about how people see things, like what is it from their point of view?
That's right. And from that particular character in a story. Now this isn't a parable. This isn't a story that Jesus is telling to make a point. This is a real-life event. They really climbed up on their house. They really took out part of their roof. They really lowered this guy down. Pretty amazing. And then what happened when they did?
I'm assuming God healed them?
Yes. God healed them and used them as an example of faith. But here's the perspective I'm asking y'all to take. You could take a bunch of different perspectives in this story. Who's someone's perspective you could speak from?
All the people in the room are just
coming. Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. It's like, there's something, there's this guy, he's coming down from the ceiling, right? All of them, right? And then who else? What's another perspective you could take?
Maybe from the family, because to do this, they must have really cared for the man, so they tried their best to make sure he was healed.
Excellent. The family and friends. And that's the perspective I'm asking for us today, right? What do you think they had to do to pull this off? Like, what had to go into that? Yeah, and you're probably not showing up with your bare hands, right? You had planning, tools, rope. All this had to go into making that happen, right? They worked together. So that's the perspective I'm asking for us to take as Pastor Elizabeth goes deeper and deeper into the scripture. The perspective for our time are those friends and family. Now, as we rely on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's able to empower us to literally bring people to Christ. Now, it might not be this dramatic of cutting through a ceiling and lowering somebody down, but each day, in many ways, we're called to bring folks to Christ for healing, for support, for forgiveness. Now, how do you think you can do that this week at school? What are some examples that you can help lead people to Jesus? Okay, kindness, yeah. Just kindness. That goes a long way. Anything else? Okay, trying to understand a good listening ear, right?
Just because a person's mean, it's just because their personality's like that, they could be going through some stuff.
Okay, don't write people off, right? Don't write people off. So I think this is a good message for all of us to consider. How are we, in every day, in many ways, bringing people to Jesus? Can we bow our heads? Lord, thank you for allowing us to approach a loving God through a risen Christ, through the support of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to rely on the Holy Spirit as we reach out through these days to make others, to bring others to you in a welcomed way. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.